So these fruits become indicators of the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we should desire more and use it as a, I suppose, an evaluative tool. Huh? Remember, St. Paul gives us a little list to name just some of them: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and my favorite, generosity. So we should be looking at these and say, is that present in my life? And obviously in others, but primarily it's an evaluative tool of my life, not of my spouse's or the other people, but we will know them. Jesus says you will know whether that is of God because it's bearing fruit or not. But lest we spend all of our time looking outward, to look inside and say, is my life marked with peace, patience, kindness, joy? And where any of those are lacking, we must beg the Holy Spirit to bear fruit. Where any of those are lacking, peace, joy, patience, kindness, we must be grounded in our identity, because all of these things, the lack of fruit, all of our problems flow from a false identity. We buy the lie of the enemy that Jesus isn't really who he says he is completely, or I'm not who he says I am, or I don't know how he views me. And from these false identities comes bad fruit. So it's a return to the core. Who am I in the eyes of Jesus, the eyes of my loving Father, which he has revealed? And who am I as a temple of the Holy Spirit, and to beg for more? If I need more patience, Holy Spirit, give me patience. I need that. My family needs it. This world needs it. If I need more joy, come, Holy Spirit, fill me with joy, and then the Holy Spirit's going to continue this work of reconfiguring, reorienting the heart to its proper place, its proper identity in relationship to the Blessed Trinity. And from those flows great fruit. It's the way of the saints. They just had to learn, not just, they had to learn and truly believe who they were by listening to the words of Jesus himself, which are extraordinary. If we believe that we are in that place of receiving the fullness of the love of the Father as shown to us by the Son, and be temples of the Holy Spirit, and the power and the goodness is endless if we stay in that receptive place. How do we know? Where do we need to work? The fruits. Where are they strong in me? Thank you, Jesus. Where are they lacking? Please, Holy Spirit, peace, patience, joy, generosity, whatever, all of it, give us more.